Okay, I think we can all relate to this. Another webinar invite. Seriously. It's like a digital sigh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, not another one. But maybe, just maybe, webinars don't have to be a drag. Maybe there's hope.
Like where this is going.
So we have this article from AirMeet. They're a virtual event platform,
Okay.
and it's all about how to combat webinar fatigue. And I gotta say, some of these tips are pretty clever. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. I mean, they're right in the thick of it, virtual events, so they probably have a good handle on what works
Yeah,
and
exactly.
what flops.
Let's see. And this is something that, like, whether you're the one giving the webinar or you're on the receiving end, like, we can all learn something here.
For sure. For sure.
So the article starts off, they just acknowledge the elephant in the room. Webinar fatigue, it's real, it's a problem. And like, too many webinars, they can lead to people just not paying attention, you know?
Right.
Missed opportunities and just a general frustration, like, for everybody involved.
Makes you wonder, like, what's even the point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think what AirMeet's getting at is that it's not the webinar itself, it's how we're approaching them. Maybe we need a mindset shift here.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, strategy number one, personalize your outreach. Now, we all know to personalize emails, like, that's marketing 101.
Yeah.
But they're going beyond just sticking somebody's name in the subject line. They're talking about tailoring the message to different types of people who might be attending.
Ah, that's smart.
Yeah.
It's like you're actually speaking to them, not just blasting out a generic message. Shows respect to their time, I guess.
Right. And they even suggest like video invites for like high value clients. And they're saying that like AI can help you create these in different languages.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool.
It is cool, actually. It's like next level personalization. Makes a statement, you know?
Yeah, it does. But you know, even the fanciest invite won't help if the content is boring.
True, true.
So AirMeet's second strategy, it's all about making your content unique, something special, and something relevant. And they're saying, you know, find those niche topics, things that haven't been talked about to death already.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Oh, I know, right? But they're saying like case studies, real world examples, actionable advice, things people can actually use.
Yeah, make it practical. Nobody wants another theory lecture.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me something I can actually apply.
And they're saying, don't be afraid to like get creative with the format.
Ooh, like what?
Roundtable discussions, live demos, Q&A sessions, even turning your webinar into a debate.
Oh, a debate. That'd be spicy.
Right, I know. Imagine experts. They have like opposing views going head to head. I mean, that would keep you on the edge of your seat, right?
Yeah, for sure. Way more engaging than just listening to one person drone on and on.
Exactly. And speaking of shaking things up, AirMeet's third strategy is all about format innovation. So they're suggesting like maybe pre-record some of your webinars, have some on-demand content, and even offer them in more of like a training and masterclass style.
Training and masterclass. I like that.
Yeah.
Makes it feel more, you know, like you're actually learning a skill. It's not just passive listening,
Yeah.
you're investing in yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And it makes it, you know, more valuable. Like, oh, this is something that I can take away and actually use.
It's like that difference between just reading about something and actually doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you get more out of it.
Absolutely.
All right. So personalized invites, unique content, and format innovation. What else have they got? I'm hooked.
Well, AirMeet says engagement is key, right? And their next set of strategies, like four through seven, they're all about making your webinars more interactive.
Okay. Interactive. Hit me.
So they're saying like have open mic segments, let people submit questions beforehand, and even incorporate like brainstorming
Okay,
sessions.
brainstorming, that's cool.
Yeah.
Get the audience thinking. Make it more of a two-way street.
Exactly. And then who doesn't love a giveaway, right?
Yeah. Oh, always the
They're
winner.
suggesting tie prizes to audience participation. And I think that's where the idea of gamification comes in.
Gamification, huh?
Yeah.
You mean like turning the webinar into a game? Points, badges, leaderboards.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't have to be that elaborate, but just the idea of like, you know, having fun little elements that make it more engaging.
I like it. Makes it less predictable. Keeps people on their toes.
Exactly. Exactly. So we've got personalized invites, unique content, interactive format, and now some fun, engaging elements. What else could there be?
You're killing me. What's next?
All right, get ready for some really innovative ideas. These are strategies 8 through 12. They're all about like unexpected touches that can make your webinar stand out.
Okay, I'm all about the unexpected. Spill it.
One that really caught my eye, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, is bringing in AI agents for Q&A and discussion support.
Wait, hold up. AI agents. You mean like a chatbot for your webinar?
Yeah.
Like, basically?
Now, that is wild. But would it work? Would people feel like they're talking to a robot, you know, and not getting that human connection?
That's a really good question. And I think it's something that as AI evolves, you know, we'll see more and more of it. But even without going full-blown futuristic, Airmeet suggests a lot of simple but effective ways to create that, like, engaging atmosphere.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So think about, like, incorporating GIFs into the chat, playing some ambiance music, and even being strategic about the timing and the duration of the webinar, you know, so people don't get fatigued.
Smart. Little details can make a big difference. And yeah, keeping it short and sweet is always appreciated. Nobody wants to be stuck in a webinar for hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that brings us to the final strategy, which I think is really insightful. It's content beyond the webinar.
Content beyond the webinar. What's that all about?
So it's about taking that value, like the content you presented in the webinar, and extending it beyond that live event.
Mm-hmm.
Think recordings, downloadable resources, summaries shared on social media. Ah, I see. So it's not just a one-time thing. You're creating a whole ecosystem around it.
Exactly.
Smart. That way, you're giving people more value and you're staying top of mind.
Exactly. And Airmeet really emphasizes this. They're saying combating webinar fatigue isn't just about using fancy tech tricks. It's about understanding your audience and giving them something valuable in a format that resonates with them.
I like that. It's a more human-centered approach. It's not just about the bells and whistles. It's about actually connecting with people.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got a ton of great ideas here. Where do we go from here? I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. But let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll put our thinking caps on and really brainstorm, like, how to actually put these strategies into action.
Sounds like a plan. I'm ready to ditch the webinar dread and create something awesome. You know, think about all these strategies. It's kind of like we're talking about a whole new way of thinking about webinars.
Yeah, like a total paradigm shift.
Yeah. Not just, like, tweaking a few things. It's like starting from scratch. And I think it starts with, like, really getting the cost of webinar fatigue.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, people are bored, whatever. Yeah. It actually, like, it affects a company's bottom line.
Yeah. They were talking about that in the article, like lower attendance, less engagement. And then that impacts lead generation.
You know,
their marketing ROI.
Exactly. And if you're, like, constantly putting out these webinars that people are just tuning out of,
yeah,
it could even hurt your brand.
It's like that saying, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not just about making them, like, more fun.
Right.
Although that's good, too.
Yeah.
It's about, like, protecting that investment.
Yeah, making sure they're actually achieving what they're supposed to.
Exactly. So how do we do that?
Well, Airmeet, they give us some guidance in their conclusion.
Okay, good.
They really emphasize that successful webinars, they require careful attention to detail, like, every step of the way, from planning and execution to audience engagement.
Yeah, it's like any other type of content, right?
Yeah.
You need a good strategy.
Yeah.
And a process to create something good.
And they really hammer home that point about, like, you have to understand your audience and then tailor your approach based on that.
Yeah, makes sense. You wouldn't create a webinar for, like, a CEO.
Right.
The same way you would for someone who's, you know, just starting out.
Exactly. And they even give some specific examples of how to do that, like having targeted discussions, you know, open mic segments, and offering, like, different types of webinars for people who learn in different ways.
Right, right. Cater to all those different learning styles.
Yeah, exactly. And it just shows that you're putting in the effort. You know, you're trying to create that personalized experience.
Absolutely. Shows you care. I was also curious about the FAQ section they have.
Yeah.
What kind of questions do they tackle?
Oh, it was a range of things, like causes of webinar fatigue, the impact on lead generation, and then, of course, the best ways to combat it.
Yeah, it's good that they, like, address those practical concerns.
Yeah.
Makes it feel more, like, useful, you know?
Yeah.
Not just theoretical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, here are some real problems people are having, and here are some solutions.
Real world stuff. It feels like they've given us this, like, toolkit.
Yeah.
To combat webinar fatigue.
Yeah.
With all these strategies, personalized outreach, content, you know, engagement.
It's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, now we have the power.
It makes me excited, honestly, to rethink my whole approach.
Me too.
It feels like we can actually create webinars that people want to attend.
Yeah.
That are engaging, informative, and maybe even, dare I say, fun.
All right, let's do it. Let's put on our creative hats.
Yeah.
And brainstorm.
Yeah, I like it. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's give everyone a minute to digest all this. We'll be back in a flash to dive into some brainstorming. All right, brainstorming time. Let's put all this advice to work. Imagine we're creating a webinar series. Where do we even begin?
Well, I think it always comes back to the audience, right?
Yeah.
Before we get into, like, topics or formats or all the fancy tech stuff, we got to figure out, who are we talking to?
It's so easy to just jump right in.
Yeah.
To the fun stuff. But you're right. Understanding the audience, that's key. What are their pain points? What are their struggles? What do they actually need?
Exactly. And, like, what's their level of experience?
Yeah.
Are they, like, already experts? Are they just starting out? That makes a difference.
Absolutely. So, okay, we've done our research. We know our audience. Now we need a topic. It's got to be unique, but it's also got to be relevant.
Yeah. Got to strike that balance.
So how do we find that sweet spot?
Okay, so think about it. Like, what are those unexplored niches? What hasn't been talked about a million times already?
You know, the article talked about competitor analysis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, checking out what other people are doing, but not to copy them.
Right.
It's more like, okay, how can we do something different?
Yeah. Like, if everyone's doing the basic overview, maybe you offer a super practical workshop.
Ooh.
You know, with, like, templates people can download and use right away.
I like that. All right. We've got our audience. We've got our killer topic. Now, the format. This is where we can really break free from that, like, traditional boring webinar style.
Right.
Roundtables, live demos, debates. Remember, they even suggested a game show.
Yeah, a game show webinar. That'd be fun.
I know, right? It's all about getting creative. And even if, like, AI chatbots are a little too futuristic, there's still tons of ways to make it interactive.
Yeah, polls, open mic, a good old Q&A session, even just encouraging people to use the chat.
And, of course, giveaways. Never underestimate the power of a good giveaway.
Oh, yeah, people love free stuff.
Tie it to participation. Boom. Instant engagement.
It's amazing what a little incentive can do.
Right. But it's not just about what happens during the webinar, right? It's before, it's after. Remember that last strategy?
Content beyond the webinar.
Yeah. Take all that good stuff and keep it going. Recordings, downloads, social media snippets.
Keep the conversation going.
Exactly.
Turn that one-time thing into a resource.
This has been, I don't know about you, but I feel like this deep dive has been really insightful.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So many practical strategies.
Yeah, I feel like I have a whole new perspective on webinars.
I know, right? And it's all about pushing the boundaries. We can make webinars something that people actually look forward to.
Yeah, that's the dream, right?
It is. Valuable, engaging, fun. Who would have thought?
It's possible.
So next time you get that webinar invite, don't roll your eyes. Think of it as an opportunity to learn, to connect.
Be open to it. You never know. You might be surprised.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of webinars. We hope you learned a few things. And until next time, stay curious.